Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Wait, I'll ask that again. What did we just watch, Greg?
I wish I could tell you.
Did you get commercials?
I did not. Well, I mean, no.
Did you get this weird thing where the Netflix logo came up and did the
Yeah, I got the Netflix loading music that you get on Friday nights when you're
watching live?
Yeah.
So we should never watch anything live again.
No, absolutely not.
WWE has successfully made it so that you should never watch anything live again.
Yes, that is true.
Do you think they could, I don't know, maybe have WWE superstars doing something that we could watch for those of us international viewers? Or we don't matter because it's all about, ESPN.
Yes, that's exactly what this is all about. Smack Daddies! Smack Daddies! A revolutionary podcast of sports entertainment. Brad the Dad and Father Gray.
Cast in sports entertainment, it's Brad the Dad and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Well, they've just heard the theme song again, Greg. So, hello, friends, and welcome to your Wrestlepalooza review from the Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Twice in one day, Greg.
We're 13 hours later, Brad. We're back together again. Reunited, and it feels so good.
Or we lost the bet.
Do you know what? It's starting to lean more and more that way. Let's be honest here.
So this allegedly started at 7:30 our time, but I turned it on, and there was a countdown, and then it's something started, and I was like, I'm not watching this. I can still watch the end of the AEW PLE.
So I legitimately turned it on, I don't even know, like 15 minutes before, and it was still just at that point, like giving me literally a countdown clock, and I'm like, all right, that's fine, I will just leave this on in the background, it's inoffensive. So that's what I did.
So one show started its live broadcast by being on its broadcast partner with matches. The other one had a clock.
Yep.
Did the show even start until 8:15? Are we even like?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Because so it's after that we have the ESPN video that starts like finally WWE's on ESPN. I guess it's a big deal for them. And then Triple H does. I mean, how many times a week does this guy have to stand in the middle of the ring and promote things, Greg?
A lot. He does this a lot. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, he did two this week. He'll probably do six next week. Maybe there's a mall somewhere that needs a ribbon cutting.
They leave him on top of buildings. Like, yeah. Wish I could tell you.
Hey, did you notice there was no Saudi Arabian promotion on anything we've watched today?
Yeah, there was.
There wasn't a Saudi Arabian WrestleMania promotion.
Yeah, there was.
Was there? Wasn't on SmackDown last night.
No, it was on this one. We had a Riyadh season.
Oh, we had a Riyadh season, but didn't say WrestleMania coming to Riyadh.
Well, I mean, they implied it.
Well, I'm just, they're not showing those ones in the arena because apparently they got booed out of the building at Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
You know who did not get booed? Pat McAfee. Oh. He's back. Yay.
He's back for a little bit and then dicks off towards the end of the show.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's kind of like, you know, you're like you have like a workplace injury or like you're coming back from like a leave or something like that, but you're only been cleared to go back for so many hours a week. Like, so Pat McAfee is like on 60% schedule right now. So like he'll stay for the first like three matches and then he's like, yeah, okay, guys, last two's on you. I'm out. Right. Like.
Yeah, the kid had it's like a kid with ADHD. He got bored and wandered away.
Legitimately, that may have what happened here.
John Cena versus Brock Lesnar is the opening match of this card.
I guess it was.
And John Cena grants like 100 more wishes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of kids out.
Good for John Cena.
Do you know that seems to be the story of the day between, you know, other people in the entranceway. If you were watching potentially a show from Toronto with, I think, 8 people standing around wearing, 8 gentlemen wearing title belts belong to a former WWE superstar.
Who also did a call a couple spots from John Cena as a tribute to one of his favorite opponents.
Yeah, so.
Well, Greg, this match was basically John Cena getting beat to a pulp.
Kind of surprised by this.
Yeah, you and I talked about this like 13 hours ago, and I was sure that John Cena was going to fail. And
I was sure he was going to succeed here.
Well, the bigger surprise, was it the bigger surprise that, or the fact that Paul Heyman's back with the Beast?
Yeah, that was when that happened. I'm like, yeah, he's not losing.
So then John Cena gets a tiny bit of offense. Brock starts clotheslining him and suplexing him. Then all out of nowhere, John Cena basically hits 3 AAs that Brock no sells the first two, gets down for like 2, and then Brock goes Super Cena, ironically, and F5s poor John Cena into oblivion.
Yes.
So, and the children cry.
Yes, there's children crying everywhere.
Greg, we'll do our sound effects in the middle now. Keep or cut?
Honestly, I think I'm gonna keep this.
You're gonna keep it? That gives us a
yeah.
Should have saved that one.
No, I think that this one was more like a
yeah,
yeah. That's there you go. That's probably where we are. Let's be honest.
You know what can get a big boo? Hulk Hogan's beer.
Yeah.
Boo!
It kind of makes me want to watch the Bubba the Love Sponge documentary out of spite.
Fair enough. Moving on.
Braun and Braun versus the Usos, and they got into a tussle earlier. So guess what that means, Greg?
Yeah, just as you said, LA Knight was going to be the special guest ref.
Man, I was like, I apparently should listen to my own podcast.
You should.
You know, you know
that would make at least one person listening.
Oh, we got more than that, Greg. I can tell you that at all for sure.
Okay.
We got way more than that. That's just on the feed that we run for ourselves. That's not.
Do you mean like we have two?
No. It's like it makes us almost 4 cents a month. Now that we get sponsorship money because of that court settlement.
Oh, nice.
4 whole cents. That's 2 for you and 2 for me.
Nice. Someone did tell YouTube that we eliminated the penny in Canada, right?
No.
Oh.
It's not YouTube. That's from the RSS feed.
Oh, okay.
So 4 whole cents. But, you know, you want to hear more podcasts, check out The Hub, Sports Entertainment, with Randy C and Eric B, The Raw Dogs.
Very good.
Greg, I am trying not to make any weird sounds so for post, for editing.
Okay.
Sounds so good. I am doing my best. As Greg types furiously. Oh, you're cracking me up. Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed of The Vision versus the Usos. And LA Knight's our special guest referee. And Greg, this match begins as the other PPV ends.
Oh, okay. Is that where the cutoff was?
That was where the cutoff was. I went over and flipped back just to, I was seeing where, I wanted to see if Hangman was going to win his match, which I knew he would. But anyways, you want that. There's another tier on the thing to make me watch. Take notes for an AEW pay-per-view.
That's
yeah. A high level on the Patreon.
Sure.
When we make 8 whole cents a month on that, on the RS feed, we'll start doing one AEW show a year. Greg said, no,
listen, you're doing this don't commit solo. Me to anything. Do not commit me to anything like that. Like, that's just wrong, man.
So early on, the Usos get a little bit of offense, including a cool dive. But at one point, Bron Breakker takes out Jay. Jimmy's left in the ring. And this begins the massacre of Jimmy. I love they did some really cool spots with the Bron's. The one where one Bron got on top of the other one and they did the double splash. That was cool. Yeah. I really enjoyed all of that stuff. But eventually, you know, we get a hot tag and the Usos rally and hit a 1D, but that's not enough. The Vision hit, like, we get the Frankensteiner from Bron Breakker and then a moonsault from Bronson Reed, where thank God he doesn't land on anybody. And then Jimmy hits a Swanton. When did Jimmy learn how to hit a Swanton?
Do you know what, this tonight was the night of the unexpected top rope move.
No, it was a lot of big bumps in these guys worked hard tonight. At one point, Jimmy goes to dive to the outside and he almost hits LA Knight. They start yelling at each other. There's a chair that slid into the ring. When they go back in, Jimmy is taken out. Jay tries to swing the chair and he almost hits LA Knight, but instead it's an attack. At this point, Jimmy and Jay get put through the table and they push. Jay pushes LA Knight out of the way, spear through the table. There's blood, there's guts, and we get...
No, that's a different company.
Okay, sorry. This one just gets a spear and a tsunami, and Jay Uso, the former world champion, not Jimmy, is pinned. Medical staff is checking. I couldn't tell if it was Jimmy or Jay they were checking on. This was a great match, Greg. This is probably the best match. I would say this might even be the best match of the night.
You think so?
There's a women's match coming up that was pretty good, but this was very good.
All right.
Greg, what about you? Do you want me to keep this? Do you want to cut this? What do you want to do?
Honestly, I wasn't a huge fan of this match. I would cut this match.
Oh. Greg, you broke my heart. Okay, what about this? You got to be more. You got to be more of a fan. Actually, you're not the biggest fan of this match. The biggest fan is sitting in Houston, Texas, yelling "Shucky Ducky Quack Quack." Your personal favorite announcer, Booker T. His match of the night was Stephanie Vaquer versus Io Sky.
Yes, this was, I believe, about the time when I transitioned from being outside to coming in the house and watching this house inside. With my wife sat next to me for the Devil's Kiss portion.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Booker T had many reasons to celebrate, and that was just one of them.
So, Brad, I will confirm on this show right now that I will be sleeping on the couch alone tonight because of this Devil's Kiss portion of this match.
I love how Pat McAfee at the beginning of this match is sucking up to WWE, and he's talking about how lucky they are to be in Indianapolis and how Indianapolis loves WWE. I'm like, you suck a piece of crap.
Yeah, it's not like you didn't have, you know, Royal Rumble
SummerSlam next year.
Right? Like, come on, guys.
Share the PLEs.
Yeah.
So this match has some crazy stuff, including almost an early orgasm by Booker T, because the EO blocks the Devil's Kiss, the early one.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah, there's a dive to the outside. We eventually get an attempt at a powerbomb by EO to the outside. Stephanie fights it off, drops EO's head on to the, like, smashes with her knee and gets her head in the apron. And then she hits a plancha to the outside. They each do Germans. They're both down. Crowd rallies. They rally. We start trying to have EO put on submissions. That doesn't work. She also tries to over the moonsault, Greg, and that goes terribly for her. And she gets caught in the ropes with a dragon screw. And this is the beginning where Stephanie is targeting the knee, but that doesn't slow EO down. She eventually hits a Spanish fly, and then she pulls her knee pads down, hits the bullet train. and a moonsault, but we get we end up having this match end with Io missing the moonsault, crashing on her knees, and Stephanie gets out, breaks out a spiral tap for the win because the SVP did not hold Io down. So spiral tap. That, have you seen? I haven't seen one of those since, like, I think AJ used to do it. It looked awesome. She did a great job.
Yeah, that looked like she should have had a pool that she was diving into with that thing. Like,
and the girl,
last time I saw something anything like that was off a 10 meter dive board, right? Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, and so Booker T celebrates, but the real reason he's celebrating was that he saw the Devil's Kiss and new champion Io Sky. Greg, is this your match that you're talking about? Is this your favorite?
Yeah, I think so, because I love the ending with her going over behind the announce table with her dad and getting that moment with her dad and giving him the WWE title belt, and the announcers, like Michael Cole, really played it up that this was not just, her winning. This was her family winning. And I just really enjoyed it. This was kind of like my feel good, and not for other reasons, but feel good match of the night.
She is a great wrestler. And, you know, you could even say that this match, we're keeping it. So
you are the greatest of all time.
No, I don't think we would use that one there.
You don't yet?
No.
Okay, well, we didn't get Booker T on the show. Greg, are you a little bit disappointed?
Just slightly.
I am slightly disappointed in the next match. I think this was a good match, but I think, I don't know, maybe I was expecting more, but it was slow at the beginning. AJ Lee versus, and CM Punk versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
I hated this match on so many levels.
Wow, so I'm the positive one on this match. I mean, if you've listened to the podcast, you know I'm usually the positive one.
What? You're the positive one? Yeah, you are. This was crap.
Okay, what bothered you the most?
Okay, well, it started with AJ when she finally got into the ring. I mean, I knew they were playing up this. AJ's not going to get in the ring. The number of times Wade Barrett said, like, can you imagine that they win this match?
Without AJ tagging
in. With AJ getting in. I did enjoy a little bit earlier, I think I saw online, of where you remembered seeing Seth and Becky's ring gear from, and it's a Pop-Tart, because that's what they look like. But so once AJ did get in the ring, she started really sloppy. Like, to me, it was like the strikes were not hitting. The boots were not hitting right. Like, it looked bad.
The paintbrushes were bad, dude. The paintbrushes, when she was like slap swinging her arms. That was, and Michael Cole did his best to cover, saying,
yeah,
wild style.
But then it just devolved in, like, well, we're not going to have a tag match anymore. We're just going to have the four of them in the ring all the time beating on each other. And there was no even attempt by Jessica Carr to actually, you know, have a one-on-one person in the match at a time. And that really just ruined it for me. So at that point, when they gave up on this match, I gave up on this match.
They just basically called it a no DQ near the end, and we had double bulldogs, shining wizards, double pedigrees. They did all kinds of tandem stuff. It would have made more sense if you would have had something where one of the general managers would have come out and said, you guys don't want to play by the rules? Fine. This match is now no disqualification.
Do you know what this match remind me of? This match remind me like it was booked as if they were in Toronto tonight.
Booked by the other company?
I didn't say that, but yeah, I said that.
So this match leads to the end where they're going to fight on the tables. Both teams try to hit finishers. AJ is pushed into Punk, who had Rollins on her shoulders. They all crash through. We then have this.
That was almost like a spear. Like, they used AJ as the spear.
Yeah, and then she gets thrown back in the ring, and she looks like she's dead, and then gets on the her finishers, the Black Widow. And gets the this version of the tarantula, and gets a tap. So I guess AJ Lee's the number one contender for the IC title.
I guess so. Do you know I would assume so. It's as if they listened to our podcast, because exactly what we said earlier.
Greg, I guess this means that somebody is going to get trashed on a podcast coming up, because I really think that Nikki Bella is going to be pissed.
You think?
Well, I'll tell you, AJ Lee doesn't look great, but she certainly looks better than Nikki Bella.
All right, that's...
Oh, there you go, Greg. So when this happens on Raw, Eric B., Randy C., boys, you guys take a night off, and Greg will review the Nikki Bella, AJ Lee Best of Seven series.
Let's not.
Oh, Greg would cry. Greg, but I know it didn't make you cry. So wait. Let me guess. This last match, I'll get the button ready. You ready?
Yeah, go for it. There we go.
Greg, I know what button you want next, because your favorite segment of the night came out. When the Undertaker came out, I did not expect this. Undertaker's there, and then we cut Stephanie in the front row, and she seems to be just taking the show in. And I guess she was probably told to go out there for something. Oh shit. Greg, you froze. No.
A few moments later.
All right. So I just lost my my connection there for you. The last thing was when her and Nick Khan. So do you want
to? And then afterwards, you'll have to listen to my reaction, because I have a whole reaction for you getting frozen.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So yes, Nick Khan, Stephanie McMahon, and the big announcement is because come on, it's you.
I was gonna say I love this. I love the Undertaker like climbing over the barricade and happened to be sitting in the seat next to Stephanie McMahon with a microphone. And then this was when Undertaker starts to interview her like she was on the Dead Man podcast. And Undertaker informs her that he will be inducting her to the class of 2026 in the WWE Hall of Fame. And, you know, which was, I think, a surprise by everyone. What I really want to see is I want in season two of Unreal, Triple H backstage, laughing his ass off, getting his revenge on Stephanie from when they did it. Stephanie, Shawn, and Undertaker for Triple H's induction last year. So I really am excited to see that. And I hope that would make season two.
Greg, I know how you feel about this one. This one is easy.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
I don't know.
I think she's a goddamn national treasure. Wait. This is why you're supposed to put this sound effect in.
You are the greatest of all time.
100%.
I feel like you should have Stephanie walking in slow motion while this plays for you.
So what's really funny is during the Stephanie Vancouver match, my Stephanie is sat next to me on the couch, and she's like, my God, they say the name Stephanie a lot, and I'm a Stephanie, and it's bothering me.
Yeah. Is she bothered by the fact that your mistress is going into the WWE Hall of Fame?
At that point, I believe she was, my Stephanie was in the bathtub, so she is not aware of, I'm not even sure I should say this on YouTube, so I'm probably better
don't
not,
don't la 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 la. Wait, yeah. Greg, here, I got you.
Yeah. But anyhow, she is not aware of Stephanie McMahon Levesque's new position new induction in the WWE Hall of Fame.
The future Stephanie McMahon Levesque Feltham. Gotcha. All right. So
no, that's not it.
Cody and Drew is our main event. Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. And the story of this match is that we have maybe a head injury that Cody's selling.
Sure. I got to be honest with you. I was so tuned out after the AJ Lee CM Punk match that even the I could not even get in to get interested in this match at
this
all.
This match was short, dude. It didn't last long.
That's what she said.
So at one point, Wade is talking about this. There's a few times where Cody has the advantage, but Drew takes over, belly-to-belly slams, an Alabama slam, kind of like catches him on the head of the steps. Cody ends up catching Drew on the top rope, superplex, but Cody's selling his head still. There's an attempt at a Cody cutter. Nope. There's an attempt at a Glasgow kiss. Nope. We get a figure four. Drew fights out. He pulls off the turnbuckle, and at one point, the referee goes out of the ring. Drew has the roll-up. He has a win. He loses his mind. He hits a claymore. That doesn't finish Cody off. So then he decides that he's going to throw Cody to the outside and try and kick his head in. The referee holds him up a little bit because Cody's head's next to the announce table and gives Cody enough time to move out of the way. And Drew's foot is screwed up. He can't hit the claymore. Cody hits the I was going to call it the roll of the dice. That's what they used to call that. It's not the Cody cutter. It's the crossroads. So crossroads for the win. Dude, this match, like, the referee was on the take.
When he went out of the ring, it was because he was going to get, like, smushed into the corner without a turnbuckle. Like, I think that all makes sense.
But him trying not to let him kick his head in, but at the ring, at the table, just let him kick it and call it a DQ.
Yeah.
And run this back.
Well.
So you're
that's what's going to happen anyway.
Yes, because this is Drew's going to complain on the internet.
Yeah. And then you'll get match two in Australia.
So this match, I think I'm going to use reuse a sound effect again, Greg, because this one kind of felt like a. They should have put Punk on, like, as much as Punk and AJ Lee wasn't, it was the bigger match for the. Crowd. The crowd was more into that match than they were this final match.
Yeah, but ESPN wanted the championship on last, apparently, so they went this way. Honestly, this pay-per-view, this PLE, in my mind, I think this is a C at best.
Yeah, it's, and, well, we cut half the matches.
Yeah.
Although we got, like, three times the matches we got on all of the last 2 weeks of SmackDown.
Well, I mean, yeah, yeah, right. I'm just trying to think. Yeah.
So if you're going back to watch this PLE, Stephanie Vaquer and Io Sky, go out of your way to watch that.
The Brock John Cena match. It's short. Yeah, I mean, but beyond that, the Undertaker segment, that's all I would watch.
And if you want to see a spot fest, the Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed versus the Usos. That had some cool spots in it. But that might be better viewed as YouTube clips. All right, Greg's ready for bed. Brad's ready for bread. Yes, he is. So stay tuned to the Hub because Randy C and Eric B will be back. And they'll be covering Raw so we don't have to.
Although there are days I'm wondering whether or not that they're asking us to cover SmackDown so they don't have to.
Could be. Well, we are the SmackDaddies, and we'll be back next week to cover SmackDown and the fallout from Wrestlepalooza.
Sure.
Maybe, apparently.
Maybe. Maybe.
If Greg doesn't file a protest with the commissioner. Goodbye, friends.
That's more closer to happening than you know.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise, guys. Goodbye. The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Father Craig and Brad, the dad bless you all with the lovely tales. A Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with